Now, this one's very interesting. Mr. Science, getting a little bit inside of our brains on this one. Now, used by some doctors to cure psychological diseases, hypnotism has always been a mysterious kind of therapy. Well, how does it work? And can people really be hypnotized?
Are you a believer of this?
No, I'm not.
I want to have a try. Let's listen to Mr. Science as he explains the hypnotic process.
Ever seen people clucking like chickens, pretending to be Michael Jackson, or doing other outlandish things, supposedly under the influence of a hypnotist? Does staring at a swinging watch really make you fall into a trance-like state where you are so susceptible to suggestion that you think onions taste like apples, or that you can see everyone in the room naked? And does hypnotism have anything to do with zombies? The topic of hypnosis is a controversial one. Some scientists charge that hypnosis is simply pseudoscience with no credibility, whilst many therapists use it for medical reasons, and evidence exists for its use in pain relief. People have been pondering and arguing over hypnosis for more than 200 years, but science has yet to fully explain how it actually happens. What we do know is that it is a process by which a person induces an altered state of awareness in another person. It is not the same as sleep, however, and you do not lose control of your mind or your feelings. Despite popular belief, you do not weaken or surrender your will to another person. You are fully conscious, but you tune out most of the stimuli around you, as you do when you are intensely reading or intensely driving. In conventional hypnosis, you approach the suggestions of the hypnotist as if they were reality. If the hypnotist suggests that the onion you are eating tastes like an apple, your brain will think it does taste like an apple. If the hypnotist suggests that you are drinking a beer, you'll taste the beer and feel it cooling your mouth and throat. But the entire time you are aware that it's all fake, like when you're watching a movie. You tune out your normal worries and doubts and become engrossed in what you are seeing. You are also highly susceptible. However, a hypnotist can't get you to do anything you don't want to do. One theory of how hypnosis works has to do with your subconscious. In your everyday life, you are only aware of what's going on in your conscious mind, like thinking of the right words to say to that cute girl, thinking about a problem at work, or how much pepper to put in your stir fry. But your subconscious mind is also helping you make these decisions by doing all the behind-the-scenes thinking. It accesses a vast reservoir of information stored in your brain that helps you solve problems. It puts together plans and then takes them to your conscious mind for a decision. When a new idea comes to you out of the blue, it's because you already thought of it unconsciously. Your subconscious also takes care of all that stuff you automatically do, like breathing. Your conscious mind couldn't handle it if you had to think of having to breathe all the time. Also, you don't think through every little thing you do whilst you're driving a car. A lot of that is left to your subconscious. Psychiatrists theorize that hypnotism can calm down the conscious mind so that it takes a less active role in your thinking process. In this state, you're still aware of what's going on, but your conscious mind takes a back seat to your subconscious mind. Effectively, this allows you and the hypnotist to work directly with your subconscious. Without the conscious mind to think through everything you do, you may be open to the suggestions of the hypnotist. But what of zombies, creatures apparently risen from the dead and desperate to eat brains? There have been sightings of zombies across the world, and one theory was that these people were hypnotized, so they had completely lost touch with reality. It may defy belief, however, that zombies have been actually proven to exist in real life. But their hypnotism is the result of some incredibly potent drugs and not the work of a hypnotist. Zombies have been discovered on the Caribbean island of Haiti. They are people who have been almost killed by a mixture of toad skin and pufferfish, which makes the victim soon appear dead with an incredibly slow heartbeat, and an incredibly slow and faint breath. In Haiti, are buried very soon after death because the heat and lack of refrigeration makes their bodies decay rapidly. So you have to dig them up within 8 hours of the burial or else they'll die of asphyxiation. When raised from their burial spot, they are then made mad by being force-fed a paste made from datura or Jimson's weed, which breaks your links with reality and then destroys all of your recent memories. So you don't know what day it is, where you are, or who you are. The zombies are in a state of semi-permanent induced psychotic delirium. They are then sold to sugar plantations as slave labor. Thankfully, Your local doctor can't put you into this type of state with everyday hypnosis.
You know, I always wanted that power to hypnotize people to do my bidding.
Why?
Well, you know, go make me a sandwich, you know. You know, go get me a beer.
Sometimes your imagination is so strange.
Wouldn't you like to be able to hypnotize somebody? See, now we're playing that hypnotic music right now.
I wanted to have some special power, but not this kind of power.
I would love to have that one. You know, when my daughter was young, that was great because it was almost like being hypnotized. I could say, hey, go get daddy a beer out of the fridge. And she'd go, and she was just so happy to do it. But as she got older, 5 years ago, let's say, she would have done it. As of today, there's no way.
All right.